Matt Flynn Direct.
CBS News special report. The U.S. has been attacking targets in Iraq and Syria, it says, are being used as proxies for Iran to attack Americans in the Middle East. The airstrikes are in retaliation for last weekend's drone attack that killed three American service members in Jordan. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
They're being conducted against about a half a dozen locations, and the planes involved include two B-1 bombers, which is capable of carrying up to 75,000 pounds of bombs. So these could be fairly extensive strikes.
CBS's Christina Ruffini.
Because Iran has so many proxy groups and so many tentacles throughout the region, the U.S. is able to target them without striking inside the boundaries. And the thought behind that with this administration, we believe, is that they are trying to strike back, to have retaliation for these U.S. forces that were killed without escalating the wider conflict in the Middle East.
CBS News special report. I'm Peter King.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two experts on redistricting are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court, which plans to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. A package of $2 billion worth of proposed tax cuts are making their way through the Wisconsin legislature. Republican Representative David Steffen told a committee hearing yesterday there's no time like now.
A time of incredible bounty here in the state of Wisconsin. In addition to our surplus, over $1.7 billion in a rainy day fund. My goodness, these are opportunities for us to do this.
Governor Evers vetoed similar tax cut proposals twice last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Monday, February 5th. In Wood County, the Property and Information Technology Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the courthouse in Room 114. The Citizens Water Group will meet at 2 at the McMillan Library. The Wisconsin Rapids Planning Commission will meet at 4 in the Council Chambers at City Hall. The Wisconsin Rapids School Board committee meetings will begin at 6 at the board office. In Portage County, the Health and Human Services Board will meet at 4:30. The Stevens Point City Plan Commission will meet at 6 in the community room on Michigan Avenue. In Adams County, the Administrative and Finance Committee will meet at 9 a.m. at the Adams County Courthouse. People in the town of Grand Rapids should have received new garbage and recycling bins this week. You'll soon receive a corrected collection calendar in the mail if you haven't already. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Save money with Ooma, an internet home phone service more affordable than a landline. With a one-time purchase of the Ooma Telo, you get internet home phone service for free. All you pay are applicable taxes and fees. Ooma offers address-based 911 and can even send a text alert to your loved ones if 911 has been called. With Ooma's free mobile app, you can take your home number on the go. Keep the same number for a one-time fee or get a new number for free. Visit Ooma.com/JillOnMoney today. That's OOMA.com/JillOnMoney.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after, during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock, and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of how the Valentine's Day went, so that was fun. But you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the mid-40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and upper 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 33.
Valentine's Day is almost here, and on 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, we want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Tell us how you met, struggles you've conquered, or what it is that makes them the one. Share your story on our Facebook page for a chance to win goodies, like a two-night stay at Hotel Meat or gifts from Family Natural Foods. This year, show your loved ones just how much they're loved, and maybe win a getaway on us. With love from 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Suffocate me so my tears can be rain. I will water the ground where I stand so the flowers can grow back again. 'Cause just like the sea, everything wants to land. We are burning our fingers, but we learn and forget.
Dawn, you are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I am joined by Anya Esther in the production booth. If you want to give us a call, be sure you say hello to Anya, 844-967-2789. Greetings, WRCE Richland Center, coming to you live from Waukesha. We are and statewide. So excited to watch the expansion of the Civic Media Radio Network. And for me, I mean, hey, I'm just a girl from Milwaukee, kind of exciting to think about sharing some thoughts and learning together all across the state of Wisconsin. We've got a whole lot of news and Wisconsin-specific things happening today and this week. It started with Vice President Kamala Harris's appearance in Waukesha today to celebrate the 51st anniversary of Roe v. Wade. I'm going to be joined tomorrow by Civic Media News Director Terry Bell to talk about her appearance, as well as the Wisconsin State of the State address, which will be heard tomorrow at 7 p.m. So Terry's going to cue up the State of the State, what we might be expecting. Tomorrow, I'm also going to be joined by Professor Catherine Eden for the bottom of the hour, talking about the middle class, the working middle class, and what policies have big impacts on all of us who work for a living, right? Not the bourgeois, if you will, us suckers who go to work every day. So that'll be Catherine Eden. Always really excited to talk with Kathy. This Wednesday, we will be doing a little bit of a postmortem on Nikki Haley. Let's see how New Hampshire goes tomorrow. Boy, if that ain't make or break for candidate Haley, I do not know what is. The Granite State, considered to be a little bit more moderate, folks that'll come out, I think, in larger numbers than they perhaps did in Iowa, which had a really low turnout. So we'll give a little time to Nikki Haley. I'm also going to be joined on Wednesday by my friend Joanna Fracek, who's a lawyer, a friend of mine, friend of the show, and an immigrant. We're going to talk a little bit about immigration. I will be off this coming Thursday, returning to you on Monday with a guest that I just booked today. Kimberly Tallarico Wolf is MPS's climate justice instructional coach. So she helps the teachers within MPS think and teach and talk about climate justice with their classrooms. That's going to be fascinating. I wanted to build on the discussion that I just dipped my toe into last week. We've talked about it before here on the Maggie Dawn Show about climate. What does all this mean? But last week, given the temperatures and given some of the stupid things that were said, I wanted to sort of tease the topic. And I'm really fortunate, pleased, and humbled to be joined today by UW Professor of Climatology, Steve Vavras. He is Wisconsin's chief climatologist. He has been part of the Scientific Steering Committee of SEARCH, which is the study of environmental Arctic change, the steering committee member of the Community Earth System Model, chair of the American Meteorological Society's Polar Meteorology and Oceanography Committee. The guy's got a resume that keeps on going and going, knows his stuff. And I wanted Professor Vavras to share with us, how can it be so very cold and yet climate change still be a thing? You don't have to take it from me or Ron Johnson or Tucker Carlson or Larry Kudlow or Donald Trump or anyone else. You can hear it here on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'll go get to the professor who's an expert in it to explain it all. And Steve Vavras isn't just an expert on climate. He is focused on global climate change, Arctic climate, Wisconsin climate, as well as extreme weather. Always remember, don't confuse weather with climate. They're two different things. Weather is your mood for the day. Climate is your overall personality and how things change over many years, the trends that we're seeing. Given that 2023 was the hottest year ever since we started measuring this, I thought it only appropriate to get some actual expert help to help us all understand. So if you're going to have questions for Professor Vavras, get them ready, 844-967-2789. And you can also always just text those questions on in, 844-967-2789. Better yet, you can watch us live and message us as we're doing the show on YouTube and on Facebook. I believe we also are streaming on Twitter. So all kinds of ways to interact. But Anya, I got to tell you, I have to start today in the non-political arena, or as much as can be non-political these days. I helped call the football game this past Saturday at Linneman's. Boy, did that break my heart. I had so much fun doing it, but it was such a terrible letdown. I don't know how many football nerds are out there, but if you want to give me your 2 cents on the Packers 49ers matchup this past Saturday, I just think the Packers put together more good minutes of football than did the 49ers. It literally came down to about two or three plays. Of course, the missed field goal, the fourth and one that didn't convert, the missed field goal. Couple of stops that we failed to make, watching Christian McCaffrey sort of march down the field. Again, I chalked that entire game up to maybe three plays that were the difference makers for the 49ers. Got to say thanks to Jim Linneman for hosting us. My thanks to my co-host Nick Kovac and Keith Gosted. We really had a very good time despite the loss. Was certainly hoping to do it again for the NFC Championship, but alas, poor Yorick, it shall not be. So you're going to want to keep it locked all hour. Before we got into some of the real heavy stuff this afternoon, I thought I would start with some of the odds and ends that I've seen in the news, Anya, because I bet you saw this one too, which I had to then go read about, is that the Federal Department of Transportation is banning like funny, ironic, punny messages.
I saw that. Yes, I'm mad about that. Ban billboards too, if that's what we're doing.
Okay, that was my question. I love it when the great minds think alike. So if you haven't heard the news, the Federal Department of Transportation is basically telling state DOTs, you can no longer put up funny or punny, not to be confused, although puns are often also fun, funny, punny, ironic, cheeky messages on those overhead readouts that you see when you're driving. And they basically said they may be distracting to drivers, in which case, I'm sorry, the big electronic, bright, shiny things that change every 5 seconds. I don't know. I wanted to throw this one out to the listeners before we get into the deep stuff, the deep cuts, if you will, on this Monday edition. What do you think? Was this a good thing to ban the funny messages? And I just wanted to give some of the better ones that I've seen around. Some of them rang a bell. This is from the Journal Sentinel coverage just a few days ago. One of them is, that's the temperature, not the speed limit. I thought that one was great. Little sort of appropriate for a conversation today, if you will. Another funny one that the JS mentioned, you are not a turkey. Don't drive basted. Like, come on. That's just, most of us are angry when we're in the cars. Things are taking too long. We're late. There's traffic. Whatever. You are not a turkey. Don't drive basted. Both timely when it's the Thanksgiving holiday and also funny. I mean, that's a good message. Hocus pocus, drive with focus for your Halloween enthusiasts. I thought that's great. 844-967-2789. Is it a good thing that the DOT is banning these messages? I don't get how they ban these, but again, seem to under-regulate billboards. I just do not understand that. I have often found billboards to be more cringy, distracting, especially the huge electronic billboards that change, that you see in any urban area nowadays. And basically, you got Clear Channel and, oh my gosh, I'm going to blank on the other one. It's Clear Channel and Lamar Outdoor, I'm sorry, are the two major billboard advertising companies. Those suckers cost hundreds of thousands oftentimes. If you're on one of the electronic ones, they're even more expensive. Lamar and Clear Channel are billion-dollar-a-year companies. I don't know. If the DOT can't do it in dot matrix, is it okay right adjacent to the expressway in full-blown HD color? I'm not tracking that. Here's the technical rule. The Federal Highway Administration released its updated 1,100-page manual, which includes rules regulating signs and other traffic control devices. Administration officials said overhead electronic signs with, quote, obscure meanings, references to pop culture, or those intended to be funny, end quote, will be banned nationwide by 2026 because they can be misunderstood or distracting to drivers. New guidelines state that the signs should be simple, direct, brief, legible, and clear. They can be used only to relay important information, such as warning drivers of crashes ahead, adverse weather conditions, and traffic delays. Seatbelt reminders and warnings about the dangers of speeding or driving while impaired are also allowed. Wah, wah. What about amber alerts? What about silver alerts? I don't know. I just thought this seemed kind of stupid to me. Like, do we have to really take all the fun out of the Department of Transportation? Here's a couple of other really funny ones. Texting and driving, autocorrect yourself. I mean, that's great, right? Are you buckled up, mateys? That was on an overhead sign. Life is fragile, slow down, which I thought was just cute. Make it to deer camp, drive sober. Certainly appropriate in the state of Wisconsin. Solo down, lay off the gas for those Star Wars aficionados out there. If you want to tell me what you think, 844-967-2789. Otherwise, we will keep your texts and calls queued up to ask Professor Stephen Vavris. When we come back, we're going to listen to some of the current Republican talking heads talking about climate change. Can you guess what they might be saying? It is a Monday episode of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We always want to hear from you. It's never about me. It's always about we. 844-967-2789. Join us.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's no joke. A big announcement naming Radetzky's No Joke Dairy near Stratford as a future host of the state's Farm Technology Days.
Technology sharing, celebration of agriculture.
Matt Lippert with the UW Division of Extension. He says the Radetzky Farm is operated by the family's fifth generation and looks forward to opening their doors to the public.
Certainly an honor. Family success. success and modernization and history and pride in what they're doing. So yeah, it's a very fun event.
An event that moves to a different part of the state every year.
Other states also have similar events, but ours is one of the very few that actually does rotate. Goes to different counties, so obviously different host farms.
It could bring more than 40,000 people to the central Wisconsin area in the summer of 2026. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I'm Maggie Dawn, joined by Anya Esther and you, 844-967-2789, here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will be covering the State of the State address tomorrow. Our news director, Terry Bell, and one of Civic Media's own midday hosts, Todd Alba, will be there to cover the speech across our network at 7 p.m. immediately following my show, as well as the Republican response. Mark your calendars. You're not going to want to miss it. Also, we've got a new show starting, Lou Regani's Music of the Stars. It just started last week. It's going to run for about another week. If you are into music, and interesting music, Lou's start is wonderful. It comes on live 7 a.m. to noon on Sunday mornings. Go check Lou's show out. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Anya, let's listen to some of the Republicans talking climate because it's so fascinating. I'm going to take these a little bit out of order. So we're going to start with 4B. We're going to go to 4A, and we're probably going to hit 3. We're going to save Larry Kudlow for when we come back with the professor because there's so much in that one. But let's go ahead. This is Fox and Friends, Ed Henry. Let's take a listen.
We know it's cold outside. Now the left is actually using new terms for global warming like extreme weather. Why do they keep changing the language? Are they just pushing the same old agenda with new words?
And
that's next.
The doctor is in.
So, no. Extreme weather is not equivalent to climate change. People that know about climate change don't confuse the two. They're distinct concepts, but, and I know this is a stretch sometimes, they can be related. In other words, climate change can make already extreme weather more extreme. That's what Professor Vavras will help us understand. So very important. Let's take a listen. This is Tucker Carlson back in 2019. This is Cut 4B.
Wind power is a scam. It's an elaborate ripoff perpetuated on impoverished rural America by a few heavily subsidized corporations that are getting rich for making the landscape uglier. Solar is a promising technology, actually, but we're still far from being able to efficiently store the energy it produces, and storage is key in a power grid. Solar is not a replacement for fossil fuels now or anytime soon, and anyone who tells you otherwise hasn't bothered to learn anything about it. That would describe most of the people pushing the Green New Deal. How well is wind power going to heat your house when it's 30 below?
So keep in mind what was in there, right? It was wind power's garbage, solar, interesting, but never enough. All of this is just costly and it's going to harm the middle class, right? Let's now take a listen. This is Tucker back in 2022. This is going to be cut one on you, if you don't mind. Let's take a listen.
But they're not laughing anymore. The Europeans have discovered that the real threat to human civilization is not global warming. It never was global warming. Oh. The real threat to people is global cooling, ooh, otherwise known as winter.
Ah.
Far more people freeze to death every year than die of heat. In 2019, for example, 4 times as many people died of cold as of heat. That's according to the Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation. So when temperatures in Europe begin to drop a few months from now, huge problem. and that will be obvious to everyone. It's not global warming, it's global cooling. That's what's going to kill your grandmother. Mm. And when everyone understands that perfectly well, a lot of things are going to happen. The status quo will crumble. Factories will close. Unemployment will rise. Disposable income will disappear.
Okay, so again, extrapolating a couple of things there. It's not really global warming. It's not really climate change. It's global cooling. And something about the status quo and then factories closing, right? And unemployment's going to spike. So there's some themes here, right? Like it's not really a problem, or it's the problems being misstated to you. The proposed solutions don't work. And all of this is just trying to take money from you. Okay, that's Tucker in 2022. Here's Trump on Stuart Varney's show on Fox in 2022.
What about climate change? Created by somebody that I don't even think ever took a course in the environment.
Is the climate climate changing because of human activity?
In my opinion, you have a thing called weather, and you go up and you go down. If you look into the 1920s, they were talking about global freezing. Okay, in other words, the globe was going to freeze. And then they go global warming. Then they couldn't use that because the temperatures were actually quite cool. And many different things. So now they just talk about climate change. The climate's always been changing.
Okay. So again, it's really not that bad. So maybe it's changing, but they've talked about this before. And maybe it's cooling, but not heating. But whatever it is, it's just not that bad. And I love the fact that at the beginning of this clip, he's talking about someone not having any degree in the thing that they're talking about. Because I don't think Trump is a closet PhD climatologist. I mean, is he saying that people have to have degrees in order to be qualified to talk about things? Because that would certainly seem to be problematic for Mr. Trump. So that's, again, let's summarize the themes that we've heard. It's not really a problem, or we're misstating the problem, or it's more about cooling. It's not, they're flip-floppers, don't trust it, right? Any of the fixes that they propose as fixes aren't really fixes. They don't work. And if we do anything about this, it will result in middle class Armageddon. Those are kind of a couple of the buckets, the two or three buckets that I would put them into. Is that a fair summary, Anya? Am I getting that mostly correct?
Sounds like those. I think you are. Yeah, it's
those are the.
It's either it doesn't matter or the parts that matter you've been lied to about. So womp womp, give up, and none of it spells out anything good, I think, for like the next 20 years of having a planet.
Right. So when we come back, we're going to be joined by Professor Vavras, who's going to help us understand that. I'm going to start with a bit of a longer cut from Fox host Larry Kudlow just from last week or the week before. So this year, Larry Kudlow doing his business show on Fox Business, because he puts together in sort of this long riff, we're going to listen to some pieces of it, many of these points. And I want to leave us as we go out before these important messages. Here's what the Center for Countering Digital Hate found when it released. They've been researching this about how do people talk about climate. This was their report on January 17th. They said those that have been denying climate change have shifted tactics. They're now not claiming that it is a hoax. They're not claiming that humans aren't responsible for it. What they're now doing is undermining climate science as flip-floppy, casting doubt on the efficacy of climate solutions or their cost, and they're claiming that global warming or climate change will be beneficial or at least harmless. Does this sound like the categories that we've been talking about? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're not going to want to miss it. Me with UW climate scientist Stephen Vavras. When we return here on the Maggie Dawn Show, join us, everybody, 844-967-2789. Come on, baby, life's on me. Stay on the streets of this town. They'll be calling you up, all right. They say you gotta stay hungry.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Landlord-tenant issues were the number one complaint filed with Wisconsin's Consumer Protection Agency last year. More than 2,200 complaints were filed about security deposits, evictions, or bad service. Also high on the list are complaints about telemarketers, cable and phone service, and identity theft. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Meyer is with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new study from the Heart Association finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
All the moments.
Earl wants to shoot, works around a man, shoot. Oh! My God! Badgers upset top-ranked North Dakota 4-3.
All the victories.
Engel holds his own, here's a shot, they score! Get ready, Milwaukee! The Badgers are on their way to the Frozen Four!
All the game winners.
Barnes back in, picked up. Mark Sangerly! Wisconsin wins the inaugural Big Ten Championship!
All the legends!
Leaf deep breakaway, Caulfield in for the win! He shoots it! Scores! Give him the homie now!
This is Badger Hockey.
The Badgers empty their bench and celebrate!
It's everything!
Keep it going!
Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly, and by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. Badger Hockey is on the air.
Good evening, hockey fans, from Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. Tonight, the fourth-ranked Badgers open a two-game series against their arch-rivals, ninth-ranked Minnesota. Jason Jennings, our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Ian Perrin, the former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, for the first time since the 2005-06 season, Wisconsin and Minnesota are both ranked in the top 10 for a regular season series here at the Kohl Center in Madison. A whiteout tonight. The students are filing in. You can feel the buzz around town, can't you, Ian?
Well, I never knew what this meant when I came here in the 70s.
Mm-hmm. From Spinal, Saskatchewan.
When I saw Craig Norwich and Dave Lundin snorting fire out of their noses at practice, I went, okay, this could be a little intense. And found out exactly what it meant. It's the rivalry to end all rivalries, as far as college hockey is concerned here, at least in the West.
Yeah, it's the 310th meeting between Wisconsin and Minnesota. Badgers swept the Gophers at Mariucci back in October, 5-2 and 3-2. They won three in a row from Minnesota for the first time since 2009, trying to go for a series victory against Minnesota, which comes to town 15-7-4, 8-5-3 in the Big Ten, currently in third place, 6 points behind the second place Badgers, 11 points behind first place Michigan State. The Gophers went to East Lansing and gave up a two-goal third period lead on Friday, lost to the Spartans 3-2, then won the nightcap 5-1. Meanwhile, Wisconsin 25-1, 11-3 in the league, currently in second place, 5 points behind Michigan State. Badgers lost at Michigan last Friday 5-1, then erased 4-1 goal deficits on Saturday and beat the Wolverines 6-5 in overtime. Wisconsin off to its best 26-game start since the 81-82 team went 22-3-1. That was a heck of a win last Saturday up in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, it was, and it showed the resiliency that I didn't know if it was going to be there or not, but the thing that impressed me the most is that it wasn't just one or two players who answered the bell when you got down. It was a different guy on a different shift every time. So if I was the opposing coach, I'd be worried about who I'm sending out, because you never know from the Badgers who's going to be that hero.
Yep. You know, after two rough seasons, the Badgers, the first Division I men's team to 20 wins this season, Bob Motzko said of the Badgers and head coach Mike Hastings, "We need Badger hockey to be good, but more importantly, we need Gopher hockey to be better." Who's going to be better this weekend, Wisconsin or Minnesota? We'll hear from Mike Hastings coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's Wisconsin and Minnesota. Border battle resumes tonight here at the Kohl Center in Madison, joined by head coach Mike Hastings. And, Mike, you know, listening to your press conference on Tuesday, I thought it was great when you pointed out what last weekend was like in the sport of college hockey with BU and BC and Minnesota and Michigan State and Denver and North Dakota, Wisconsin, Michigan. That was quite a series, too, especially the Saturday night game in Ann Arbor. You and I both were involved in a great sport, a great product. We have.
Yeah, it's pretty special, actually. Yeah, for us, this is the best time of the year. Year in, year run. Each league now has, for the most part, gone through their non-conference schedule, and right now they're just in each other's, you're in each other's backyards, beating the heck out of each other, and trying to continue to sharpen your sword for playoffs and improve your standings, whether it's pairwise, whether it's in your league. The one thing that I'm learning rather quickly, not only in our league but all of college hockey, is just parity. You know, you better be good, and if you're not, you're going to get beat. So go out and, you know, create the energy that you need to within your locker room and go out and do your business.
Yeah. You'd like to sharpen up defensively. You gave up 10 goals against Michigan. I don't think that sits well with you.
Well, you know what? I'm glad it was only 5 instead of 6 on Saturday, right? So I'll take the little wins, which ended up being a big one for us at facing some adversity. And, yeah, we've got to be better that way. Mm-hmm. You know, good teams expose weaknesses. And that's, as a coach, You've got to be okay with that. You're not happy that it is a weakness or that you were off here or off there. But when you're playing the quality that we're playing in the Big Ten, there are things that aren't going to go exactly your way. And how do you react to it? And I really liked how we reacted to it on Saturday.
Yeah, certainly so. Four come from behind efforts to get that 6-5 overtime tie. How much tougher is it to defend on the big ice you got here at the Colson?
Be a little smarter just about where you are in the rank. You know, as you migrate out to those walls outside the dots, you're further from your net. That's what we call prime real estate, the real estate back inside dots. And if you give a Michigan, a Minnesota, really anybody in our league, when you start giving them prime real estate, they know what to do with it. They can hurt you. So really just being a little bit more connected, aware of it, but understand it. I mean, our guys understand where they should be, what they want to do, and you know, they just exposed some cracks in our foundation, and we've addressed it and moved on.
Badgers and Gophers tonight. More with Mike Hastings in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop. But that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp, since 1978.
Bedroom too hot? Basement too cold? A Midea ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, Midea can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MideaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Wisconsin and Minnesota here tonight. Two big crowds expected at the Kohl Center. And unfortunately, though, you're minus one of your top playmakers, Cruz Lucius, not in this weekend.
Nope, he's out in an opportunity for somewhere else. He's on the mend. He's getting better, which is a real positive, you know. And so for us, it moves some things around. But like I told you, you know, one thing we talked about day one when we started our journey together, it was that everybody matters and that everybody's got to be prepared when their number gets called. And that's what we're going to go with tonight.
Carson Bantle would move with David Cilia and Matthew D. St. Foul. Tyson Dick now, at least to start, will play with Owen Lindmark and Jack Horbach. And you're having Tyson kind of take Cruz's spot on that number one power play?
Yeah, and we're, you know what, we've got a few other guys that have taken some reps there too. And so guys that have been there before. And so we'll probably sprinkle that around a little bit. But Tyson will get the first look.
Got another challenge tonight against a Minnesota team that's been playing really well. I know Bob Motzko likes the way they are playing. He's a good head coach. They've got a good goaltender in Justin Close. Sam Renzel is a fine-looking freshman defenseman. And they have one of the top forward lines that they just put together last week against Michigan State. And Ollie Moore centering Rhett Pitlick and Jimmy Snuggerud. This is quite a challenge.
Yeah, they can play. You know, and Moore plays with pace. Jimmy can stay with that. Pitlick can play with pace. You know, those two guys on the walls play in pretty much every situation for them. Power play, penalty kill, top 6 minutes. We're going to have to be aware of them when they're out in the rink. Yeah.
and the Kohl Center can be can rejuvenate your club. Well, look what happened with men's basketball last night in Nebraska. Huskers are down 18 in the second half. The crowd gets going because the Huskers got going, and you can feed off that.
Yeah, you can. You've got to go out and earn that. You know, the Big Ten in basketball, you saw Gardo as we were coming into the rink today, and you know what? The Big Ten is a tough conference, whether it's in football, basketball, hockey, whatever you're talking about, and it keeps you honest. And so we're going to have to go out and get off to a good start. We want to get our crowd into the game as quick as we can and then try and sustain it.
Right. Badgers and Gophers coming up here tonight. My thanks to Mike Hastings. More in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Pick to finish first by lead coaches, two-time defending Big Ten regular season champion Minnesota is 15-7-4 this season, 12-4-4 since getting swept at home by Wisconsin. Back in October, Gophers won six of their last seven, outscored those seven opponents 32-14. They've only trailed for 2 minutes and 29 seconds over the last seven games. One of those games was in East Lansing a week ago tonight when the Gophers were up 2-0 and gave up three goals in the third, including Daniel Russell's game winner with 6 seconds to play. But Minnesota's been playing very well, and they've always got talent up and down the lineup.
Yeah, they do. And, you know, I was the other statistic that I was looking at in the Big Ten report was the fact that Minnesota leads the Big Ten in average attendance per game, and I was very impressed with that. And I can still remember talking with Bob Motzkal down here last year, and we're checking on how everybody was doing mentally between he and I said, well, what's the best part about Minnesota hockey this year in Eagles. People are back in the building, yep, and they just give us that sex forward or that seventh defenseman or whatever you want to call it. He said it's so much more appealing to play in front of a packed house than it is to play in front of empty seats.
Yeah, Minnesota ranks second in the country in attendance, over 9,400 fans per game. Wisconsin's third in attendance, averaging 8,800 per matchup here at the Kohl Center, and the upper deck is open. They're expecting 12,000 plus tonight, maybe a sellout tomorrow night, which would be the first in 5 years. Badgers and the Golden Gophers, the rest of the Big Ten, and the lineups are coming straight forward. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Sean Cleary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa, maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clearybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Cleary out.
College sports fans now have access to hundreds of weekly podcasts that zero in on the college sports world. Now available in the Varsity Podcast Network and part of the new Varsity app. The app is free and available from wherever you get your favorite apps. Download the Varsity app today to have access to hundreds of national podcasts as well as your favorite team-focused podcasts. The Varsity Podcast Network, now available for free on the Varsity app. Download from the App Store and listen today.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
Pretty close. Well, as we start February, Michigan State in first place in the Big Ten with 37 points. Wisconsin in second place with 32 and two games in hand on the Spartans. Minnesota's in third place with 26 points. Gophers have played twice more than the Badgers. Notre Dame 24 points. Michigan 19. Penn State 17. Ohio State with 7. Buckeyes have lost 5 straight. They're home to play Michigan tonight. 12th-ranked Wolverines are up 1-0 in the second period of play. Michigan has won 5 of its last 7. An 8th-ranked Michigan State at Notre Dame this weekend. That game scoreless in the opening period. Again, the Spartans split with Minnesota last weekend. Snapped a 16-game winless streak against the Gophers with last Friday's 3-2 victory. They only have 2 losses since October to the Michigan State Spartans. They've been playing so very well, and we'll see them here the final weekend of the regular season, which is the first weekend in March.
Young gentleman that I was just talking to before the game was from the Minnesota Wild, and he happened to say, he goes, "So have you seen the Gophers?" And I said, "No, I don't go on the road, but they're playing pretty well." And he goes, in our building, it says, "Go and watch the Gophers, the model of consistency." That's a pretty good accolades as far as I could see.
Well, and Bob Motzko told me this before the game, too. We have been consistent. You know, they started the season with 3 straight wins, lost 3 in a row, then a win and a tie, a win and a tie, a loss and a win, a tie and a win, a win and a loss, a win and a tie. Then they split with Colorado College, swept Robert Morris, swept
swept Ohio State, split with Michigan State. You know, the only series the Gophers have lost this season was to Wisconsin, again in October at Mariucci Arena. Let's get to the injury update. UW Health Sports Medicine treating the Badgers, treating you. If you missed it, Mike Hastings sharing that top line left winger Cruz Lucius, the team's leading scorer, not in the lineup tonight, nor is he expected to play tomorrow night because of an upper body injury. The Badgers still minus freshman defenseman Brady Cleveland, who's nursing an upper body injury. Sam Stang and Luke LeMaster are both healthy scratches tonight. And with a quick trip lineup and Lucius out of the lineup, Carson Bantle moves up to the top line left wing. Senior from Onalaska, 10 goals, 15 points this season. 7 of its 10 goals have come in Big Ten play. David Cilia, the senior from Arnprior, Ontario, centering that top line. 4 goals, 19 points for Cilia. And Matthew D. St. Fowl, the senior from Lake Forest on the right wing. 8 goals and 21 points for MDSP this season. He had 2 goals and an assist in the Friday win at Minnesota in October. Second line played really well at Michigan. Ian Simon Tassie, the sophomore from Montreal, 11 goals, 20 points. He's on the right wing. Christian Fitzgerald, the sophomore from Coquitlam, BC, 4 goals, 17 points. He had the game winner in overtime against the Wolverines on Saturday. And freshman Quinn Finley from Suamico, Wisconsin, 9 goals, 14 points, a goal and 4 points on Saturday at Michigan. First 4-point game for the Badgers this season. And boy, he looks good since coming back from World Juniors.
Yeah, and I guess everybody who watches him play, he's skilled, he's got speed. But I'm sorry, you just can't buy hands like that.
Oh,
I don't care how many hockey schools you send your kid to, you just don't have buy hands like that.
Third line for the Badgers, centered by fifth-year forward Owen Lindmark. He's got 10 goals, 19 points, both career highs for him. William Whitelaw, the freshman from Rosemont, Minnesota, on the right wing of that third line. 7 goals for Whitelaw. Tyson Dick still looking for his first goal as a Badger, the transfer from Massachusetts. Sawyer Scholl, Owen Mellenbacher, Charlie Strabel, left to right on the fourth line. Jack Horbach is listed as the extra skater, but he's expected to skate with Owen Lindmark considerably here tonight. Daniel Lodge, Anthony Kerr paired defensively. Freshman Joe Palatichuk and Ben Dexheimer, the sophomore from Edina. Zach Scholes and captain Mike Vorlicki. And the goaltender for Badgers is Kyle McClellan, senior from Manchester, Missouri. 18-5 this season. A 192 goals against, a 930 save percentage and 6 shutouts. Yet Mariucci in October, McClellan combined to stop 51 of 55 shots he faced in the sweep of the Gophers, including 29 saves on that Saturday when he made 14 saves out of 14 bids he faced in the opening period against the Gophers. McClellan 8-1 at home this season. The Badgers are 10-1-1 at home this season, their best home record since the 2013-14 season. Minnesota under Bob Motzko in his sixth year, 128 wins with the Gophers, 404 for his career, dating back to his days with St. Cloud State. Minnesota 5-3-3 on the road. The top line on Bob Motzko's line chart from left to right is senior Mason Nevers, 2 goals, 8 points. Jackson Nelson, grad student, 7 goals, 17 points. And fifth-year forward Bryce Brodzinski on the right wing, 13 goals, 26 points. Those three, Ian, have combined to play 453 collegiate games.
Two of the three will be applying for Social Security at the end of their career.
Top line for Minnesota left to right is Rhett Pitt, a junior from Plymouth, Minnesota. A team-best 15 goals this season for Pitlick, 29 points. Oliver Moore, first-round draft pick of the Chicago Blackhawks, 6 goals, 25 points for Moore. Moore's on a bit of a heater here lately, too. He's got 4 goals and 13 points in his last 7 games. And Jimmy Snuggeroo, the right winger, St. Louis Blues draft choice, the sophomore, 18 goals to lead the Big Ten, 28 points for him. So those are the forward lines, top two lines for Minnesota. These defensive pairs include Cal Thomas, a sophomore from Maple Grove, and Sam Renzel, a first-round pick of Chicago, and Justin Close in goal, the grad student from Kindersley, Saskatchewan. 14-7-4 this season, a 253 goals against, and a 916 save percentage. It's the Badgers and the Gophers. The border battle and the opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is up next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, it's Matt LePay. You're listening to Wisconsin Badgers Men's Hockey on WFHR, locally grown radio, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM, a Civic Media station. Download our free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store. Listen to Wisconsin Athletics all season long on your local Civic Media radio station.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, philosophy you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Todd Almost Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day.